Last week, the Senate rejected an effort by Senator Feingold to end combat funding in Iraq by next June. Minority Republicans have been filibustering Democratic attempts to limit the Pentagon and President Bush. So now some in the peace movement want Senators Feingold, Cole, and other Democrats to turn the tables, launch a filibuster to delay or halt money for what the war's critics call the occupation of Iraq. Mark Peters of Milwaukee is with Peace Action Wisconsin and Catholics for Peace and Justice. He says Democrats in general are too tame about ending the war.
To look at what they're accomplishing nothing. What we're getting is a lot of words and a lot of bills that they know won't pass. But the one thing that they could do that would defund the occupation without hurting the troops, they don't do.
Peters took his concerns to Feingold this week at one of the senator's town hall meetings. Feingold said a filibuster wouldn't work.
A real filibuster would involve 41 of my colleagues going along with me, and if I saw any chance that people would support me on that, I would do it in a second. I think right now I'd get about three people.
Still, Feingold says Democrats do risk alienating their base by being too tame.
When we see the Democrats not voting into this war, we see Democrats not voting to fix up the writ of habeas corpus, we see a lack of backbone, it's going to kill us.
Feingold says it could be the Republicans' ace in the hole in 2008 if voters who swung to Democrats last year don't feel like they've seen enough progress. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.